Erlem Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello and welcome again to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And I tell you something, this is a bit special. We are really lucky. We're lucky often to engage with Cliff Crown, Radlett's own Cliff Crown. He is, I will remind you, the chairman of the Bees, Brentford Football Club. And what a day today could be. The last day of the historic Griffin Park, perhaps. And it could be, it could well be the scene of a return to the big time with all things going well. Cliff, lots to talk about. Exciting times, unquestionably. But first and foremost, just welcome back. How are you?
Thank you, Tony. I must say I'm a little bit nervous, understandably. We're about to embark on probably the biggest game in the club's history. And naturally feeling a little nerves at this moment in time.
Absolutely. But this is Hollywood stuff, isn't it? We'll drill into the last results in a moment. But I don't really want to dwell on it, quite frankly, the Stoke loss. Because that was the first loss for the Bees in before that, a run of 8 straight wins. It means that you go into this final game against Barnsley, who, of course, we will focus in on it. And let's not forget, it takes two to tango. And in this dance, they've also got an awful lot to play for completely different reasons. But the scenario is this. A win, West Brom have to match that, have to get the 3 points. A draw also means that West Brom must get... I think they also need to at least match that, get 3 points. It's sort of in your hands. And my goodness me, last time we spoke, we dared to dream. Do the players believe they're going to be Premier League players next season?
Well, the players are very confident. We've been on a fantastic run. It was inevitable that it was a loss could happen at any time. When you win 8 in a row, you always know the next game potentially may not go the same way. And we came up against a very good Stoke team Saturday, and we just couldn't find a way of breaking them down, although we came close quite a few times. The reality is that if we win tonight and West Brom don't, we're promoted. If we get four and West Brom lose, as unlikely as that may sound, we would also be promoted. And if we don't get promoted tonight, we're in the playoffs. We've got another chance.
Yeah, absolutely. But I'm sure everybody would love to do it as of right. So much to talk. I'm delighted, as always, to have your company. The only thing, I guess, it doesn't mar it because it's historic. But could you imagine the scenes if fans could have been there for what could well be the final scene in what has been a wonderful scenario historically for everybody involved with Brentford and, of course, Griffin Park?
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest sadness, frankly, for all of us associated with the club that our fans can't be there. We probably could have sold the stadium two or three times over. Had that been possible, but unfortunately that won't be the case, and that's really sad for them and for us. We won't be able to share it with them, but that is unfortunately the situation that we're in, and so we must carry on, do the best we can, because if we manage to get up, the fans will, I am sure, have time to celebrate in style.
I can imagine there will be parties aplenty. We shall see. It's exciting times. And as I said to you off air, I'm sure if somebody had offered you this very scenario at the start of the season, and also going way back when, to when this process-driven, innovative mode of club operation, designing, and culture that's been instilled, if this was offered then, now, I'm sure everybody would have been shaking hands frantically, saying, "We will definitely have that. Thank you, kind."
Yeah, well, back in October, before the Millwall match, won only three of our first 11 games. We were struggling to score goals. And then against Millwall, we were two down with 11 minutes to go. And things were looking pretty bleak. I think we were in 17th place. And we scored three goals in the last 11 minutes to win the match 3-2. And from then onwards, the season turned around and we began to not only play some great football, but defend well and move up the table. So absolutely, Tony, if someone had offered me this opportunity where we might be able to be promoted on the last day of the season, yeah, we'd have taken it without any doubt.
Absolutely. And I mean, what a campaign it has been. We've talked about that wonderful run post-lockdown of eight straight wins, 24 points out of a possible 27. Obviously, the Stoke defeat notwithstanding. But the position doesn't lie. You know, you've got the best goal difference in the whole league. You've got the second meanest defence to Champions Leeds. And the top goal scorers in the whole league. When you combine those, the capability of firing them away like nobody, no other in the league, and a rather tight defence too, you're going to give yourself every opportunity to be a Premier League force, and it's proven to be thus.
Yes, absolutely. And before I comment further, I should congratulate you. And I know you're a big Leeds fan, and no doubt, I'm sure you're absolutely delighted. And they've been the best team in the league this season, and deservedly have been promoted to the Premier League, and I wish them all the best next season. The statistics don't lie. When you have a goal difference that is so far superior to all the teams around you, if you look at sort of the five or six teams below us, combined goal difference is approximately equal to ours.
Yep. So it
tells you something pretty spectacular about the way we've been winning games, and when we've been losing them, the vast majority of games, we've only lost 1-0. I think something like 9 or 10 out of our 12 games, we've lost 1-0. So they've been very tight affairs. So when we have won, as you know, we beat Luton 7-0, Wednesday 5-0, won 5-1 at Hull. So when we've won well and won big, but only suffered very small losses in terms of goal difference. So it does say something about the quality of the team. And we go into tonight's game full of excitement and full of hope and belief that we can do it.
Absolutely. I mean, the facts are this. Leeds promoted, and as you say, I'm a wee bit happy about that. It's got to be said. It's been a long time, 16 years awaiting for the return to that. But their goal difference, champions as they are now, plus 38. Brentford's plus 43. So, you know, again, there's a very good reason, as you've explained, why this opportunity knocketh this very evening. You mentioned yourself, and it's totally human. I'd be a bit concerned if you were to touch nervous, Cliff, frankly. But talk to me a little bit about the role Thomas Franks has played in the success. And this week, post the Stoke defeat, in managing those nerves, because it must be manifest amongst the players as well, who know exactly what's at stake tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the one thing I can say is it's not in our hands tonight. So the only thing that matters is three points. We will see where we are. So from that point of view, the pressure's off. Whereas on Saturday, we knew that 1 point or 3 points would mean that we were completely in the driving seat. So I think they'll go out and they'll play with some freedom. Barnsley need a win in order to stay up. So they're not going to park the bus. They're going to come and attack us. And I think that will suit our style of play. I think if you saw the game last Thursday night, Barnsley gave Leeds a really good game. And we're unlucky, I think, to lose 1-0 to Leeds. So It won't be easy. No game in the Championship is easy. And that's why nobody should just write off and assume that West Brom are going to roll over QPR.
Absolutely not.
Just because QPR are mid-table and West Brom are in the top two does not mean that they will win the game. So we go in with lots of hope and expectation, and we'll see where we are at the end of the game.
Absolutely. As you understand better than most, it's control the controllables, isn't it? And then let everything else decide what cometh may. Coming back, though, we talk about it, don't we, Cliff? And obviously, everybody's interested about this because what a story, what a fairy tale it would be. But just generally speaking, obviously, everybody wants to be gunning their trade in the Premier League. Of course, they do. But this Championship is, quite frankly, the most compelling league, I think, in all of football. I really do believe that. So much at stake. I mean, Barnsley themselves, as you say, they definitely won't be parking any bus. But my word, they were down, weren't they? All but down last week. A 93rd minute winner in their last fixture keeps Gerard Struber's men with at least a lifeline. So they will be going all guns a-blazing because obviously so much at stake for them as well. It makes such compelling narrative. My goodness me.
Yeah, it does. And Thomas is well aware of all of that. And he has always believed that we need to concentrate on us first and foremost. So we'll have done our homework on Barnsley, but we'll be focusing on our strengths, making sure that we play to the best of our ability. And he'll drive the team on as he has done over the last many weeks, certainly post-lockdown and before that. And we go into the game with lots of confidence, no reason not to. And it should be a cracking game.
No questions. And I'll tell you what a story. Barnsley haven't lost. They've got a pretty solid record against the Bees, but I think it goes out the window. They've only lost once in the last five league meetings, two wins and three draws. But that defeat actually was in the reverse fixture this campaign. So again, the Brentford players know all about the Barnsley lads. Again, they're gunning for 3 points. Likewise, that you are. It's a relegation dogfight, a promotion dream. I mean, this is sporting manna from heaven. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. And you're right. The Championship is a great league, primarily because of its unpredictability. You have teams like Swansea, Stoke, Middlesbrough, all of whom were Hull, all have been Premier League clubs for 3 or 4 years, and look where they all are. So it's a very, very exciting league, much more so than so many of the top tier leagues around Europe, where you see the same old teams coming first and second, or the top four are generally the same old teams. It doesn't apply in the Championship, and that's what makes it such an exciting league.
Yeah, absolutely. And but of course, a three-pointer and indeed even a draw with a certain factors going in your favour would mean that it would be a Premier League. And the first ever trip in the Premier League era to that level for Brentford. Just summarise, put on that positive hat and give us an idea of exactly what that would mean for yourself and indeed all involved at Brentford.
Well, it's 73 years since we were last in the First Division. And interestingly, when we were relegated in 1947, the other team relegated with us were, in fact, Leeds.
There we go.
Wouldn't it be poetic if Leeds and Brentford went up this time round?
I've got to tell you what, the drama and the romance, it just gets even more intriguing and intertwined. It's, you know, who knows? But because ultimately all these lovely stories, we love to tell them, we love to get excited about them, but you know better than most. It's 90 minutes, one game of football and, you know, so many factors that you simply can't control.
Absolutely. The Bees are well known for being what many people would call a tin pot club. We're also known as being just a bus stop in Hounslow. So for us to get into somewhere like the Premier League would be fantastic for everybody at the club. For the fans, I mean, we've got so many fans who've been supporting us for 40, 50, 60, even 70 years. So those people have never seen Brentford in the top tier. And If you speak to virtually any Brentford fan today, they would tell you that this has been the best season they've ever seen. The last 7 or 10 years have been the best times that they've ever seen as a Brentford fan. And to get into the Premier League is the ultimate dream for all of us. Thomas wants to pit his wit against Premier League managers. The players are desperate to play and pit their wits against Premier League players. I think most of them are more than capable of performing well at Premier League level and giving a good account of themselves. And for the club and for the town, it would just be an amazing achievement. I can't even bear to think about the excitement if we were to do it.
Well, as I say, the last time you and I spoke, we were daring to dream, but it's now on the cusp of a reality. And again, that's as a consequence of this awesome run of form and an awesome season. Cliff, it's spread across the team. It's a team ethos. The Moneyball culture, but the awareness of character, which has always impressed me, has led to this moment. But we must at least touch upon the famed BMW. B in that, Syed Benrahma, it could be a landmark night for him. He's been involved in 49 EFL goals for Brentford since he signed back in 2018. 27 goals and 22 assists, which is supreme. This season, he's got 17 goals, 8 assists. So just really one of the fulcrums. But they are so complementary, aren't they, that BMW? And I know it's the whole team. Again, we've alluded to this wonderful defensive record too. But just your quick thoughts on that BMW and their contribution to this awesome campaign.
Yeah, they've been outstanding. It's not just about the goals they've scored and the assists, but it's also about their work rate, the way they track back, the way they chase and harry. The defensive record is not just down to goalkeeper and a great defence and a great midfield, but it's about defending from the front. And those three have done it in spades this season. And we're very proud of them and very proud of all of the team because they have all, to a man, been superb in getting us into this position. And they certainly deserve to get to the Premier League.
Absolutely. And again, on the cusp. Cliff, I could talk to you all night because I just find the Brentford story so compelling. And there is something almost starry written about this, but obviously we will deal in reality. I'm going to be very eagerly paying heed to this fixture. And all I can say for tonight is thank you for your time. From myself personally, the whole team at Realm Sport Podcasting, extending best wishes to the Bees for a massive, massive occasion. And then we all wait. But good luck and control those controllables. And maybe, just maybe, Premier League beckons. Thanks again, Cliff.
Thanks, Tony. I look forward to speaking to you once we've been promoted.
That is the way to end the conversation. Love the positivity, and you are richly entitled to it. Our very best again, Cliff. Thank you very much.